Liquor Talk, brand new episode starts right now. Welcome everybody to another edition of Liquor Talk. This is your man Victor, and I'm over here with Juggy, and this is the men's only round for the month of December, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome here, ladies and gentlemen, once again. Hold on. Fellas, how you doing today, Juggy?
Hey, man, blessed, highly favored. Jesus is the reason for the season. Always remember that. That's what brings the true joy. And I'm so glad to be back on the men's round with my boy, B. Jones.
Yes, I definitely agree with you. I'm definitely happy to be back, have you back on the men's only round, you know what I'm saying? What a holiday season.
Holiday season.
Yes, holiday season is here. You know what it is. Man, it is crazy that the holiday season's here and we're like, damn, like it got here so fast.
Yeah, I mean, we're a week away, and it's a different world that we're living in, you know. Post-pandemic, Christmases are different. They aren't like the Christmas we had growing up. Of course, we're adults now, paying adult bills, price of everything going up. So buying gifts is becoming more challenging for people. So, yeah, we're out here. But it's still festive. If you want to find a reason for the season to be good, you can. It's almost like happiness. So you got to find that place where you're good at. If you're not there, we have to find a way to get you there.
Yes, yes, we got to find a way to get you there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've even had to tell myself to find a way to get there to, you know, even though it's like I ain't really feeling it because, you know, you ain't one of these motherfuckers with kids and stuff. It's just, you know, you got to find a way to get there, you know? So for the first time, I said, for the first time, this is the first time we're doing. Usually we do the men's round at the end of the year, but this year we're gonna switch things up, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we're giving it to y'all on Christmas. Hey Jug, what's the best Christmas gift you someone ever got you?
Oh man, you put me on the spot, Vic. Let me think. Best Christmas gift ever. I think when I was a kid, was that a birthday or Christmas? I think one year I got for Christmas, Nintendo 64.
Oh, yes.
Mario Kart, Donkey Kong, and 007.
Oh, that 007. I think everybody had that damn 007, man. That 007 was the shit, man. I think everybody had that.
Listen, it was so bad that my aunt came down from Chicago to visit the family in Jax. Your boy ain't even come downstairs.
Damn.
I was gone. Of course, I regret that now. But at the time, yeah, that was definitely the best Christmas gift, bro.
Were you? 100%. See, this is when they need to have Twitch back in the day, because if you had Twitch back in the day, and you were locked in, bro, you could have made some money.
These kids do not understand, bro.
They don't.
They do not understand. See, they think that they're hardcore gamers. See, we had the skins and the special weapons. We had to earn those at the end of the game back in the day. You didn't get those off rip, and you couldn't buy them, you know, in a little virtual currency pack. We didn't have that. That came later. So, but yeah, definitely Nintendo 64.
That was
the best gift. I've had a lot of different ones, but that was the best one for sure.
Yeah, I think my best one came in college when I got a laptop. It wasn't a MacBook, but it was an HP at the time. But hey, It did its job, because now I'm like, I'm in class, I can take notes, I can stop handwriting my notes and stuff, you know, back when I was in college, you know, because my hand be hurting like a motherfucker, all that damn writing and stuff.
Yeah.
Laptop right there to show notes and stuff, but
see, and it was a Mac too. Shoot, it was a Mac.
No, it wasn't a MacBook. I got the MacBook after I graduated college. I wasn't like some people who spent their whole net check on a damn MacBook. You know,
bro, don't get me started, man. People had to have that Mac AirBook. AirBook Pro,
yeah.
I can't remember what generation it was back then, but Boy, people were stuck on that thing. That thing would be like $2,000, bro. Easy money.
Yes, it was. And it's like, I ain't gonna lie, I got mine out the pawn shop, you know what I'm saying? And it still worked just as good as the one you buy brand new.
Hey, you go to the right pawn shop on the right side of town, boy, you'll catch some deals, man.
Yes, you do. So shout out to the pawn stores. But I think the best gift I got as a kid was an actual GameCube because we had to settle for the damn GameCube because there were no PlayStations. Every store ran out of PlayStations. And the one place that had PlayStations, they were price gouging like a motherfucker.
Hey, but the GameCube had Metroid Prime.
Yeah.
You never play that? You never played Metroid Prime, bro?
I think I played a little bit of it, but see, the game that got my... See, I got hooked on Mario Kart, and see what's bad is one of my mom's friends got hooked on Mario Kart. So every time that friend came over, they were trying to play
Mario Kart.
They were trying to play the Mario Kart, you know what I'm saying?
And Super Smash Brothers, the best Super Smash Brothers was definitely on the GameCube.
Yeah, that was definitely it. That was definitely it on the GameCube, you know. So, but yeah, you had some good Christmases. But then, what I found is, as an adult, when you get older, you don't really care about Christmas that much.
I think that there's certain things that happen in a lot of people's lives that lead to that. Me personally, I let external factors affect me too much sometimes. I think what happens is, as you know, you get stressed. You know, sometimes people lose loved ones at Thanksgiving, at Christmas, around New Year's. So it takes a whole flavor away because every time that you come around, they start thinking about that very special person in life who is no longer here. So a lot of people go, I got a lot of friends that go through that. You know what I'm saying? And also, let's not forget, like, the corporate greed that's going on is caught in, and plus inflation. And it's expensive to buy everything. You know what I'm saying? The economy is not doing so hot. So it's like when you don't have no money to spend on gifts, it stresses you out because you want to give people you care about gifts, but you can't afford to do that. Because, you know, rent due on January 1st, man.
Man, I've seen some apartment complexes, they will send out notices saying, don't forget it, but don't spend so much on Christmas you forget about the rent being due on January 1st. I'm like, you motherfuckers. Have a heart. God damn. Like, shit.
Them boys saying, we need our money ASAP, boy.
They said, we need that money ASAP. Like, you got money to buy all this expensive shit. You better have money for the rent or you're going to be out on the streets, you know.
It's horrible, man. Landlords are getting to cut people out so they could put you out, increase the rent, and make more money. But then also, it's expensive for landlords too, as I've been finding out at my own job. So it's just, in some cases, it's just all bad, Vic. But I mean, I still believe personally that the reason for the season is really Christ. And there's a whole, you know, rabbit hole going down with like it being a pagan holiday and things of that nature. At the end of the day, if you want it to be a joyful and merry season, you can make it that way. But sometimes life gets in the way and it's just not the same anymore. So for everybody out there who Christmas is not the same as it was when I was a kid, or maybe it just wasn't good for you at all in your lifetime, I press F for respect. And I understand, you know, it's real out here.
Yeah, it is real. And also shout out to the ones who had to go sit in church on Christmas for the special Christmas service, man. I'm like, God damn.
Family, that was like,
and then that we, was yeah, and it's just but, crazy, man.
I mean, it wasn't bad because, like, I knew, like, my mom always made Christmas casserole, right? And wait all year for the casserole. Like, I'm missing it this year because I'm gonna be with my wife's family. But, like, you had the Christmas casserole, then we're all going to go to church. But they always made it short. It's always like, you know, an hour, maybe like an hour and a half, and you know you go home, bro. And every year, you know you got a game or you got something. You're going over to a cousin's house or the cousin's coming over to your house. And I understand everybody didn't have those experiences. But you knew you had something to go home to look forward to on Christmas. And for the people that didn't, a lot of us became adults and had kids, and you make sure your kids had that Christmas experience that you didn't, because my dad made sure I had that. Even though growing up, he didn't have those kind of Christmases.
Yeah.
He made sure me and my siblings did have that. So if you didn't have those growing up, you got to make sure for your kids that it is good. And for men, it's hard because it's like, you know what I'm saying? You got to take care of your lady, your wife. You got to take care of the bills. And then it's like, dang, I got to buy these gifts too. It just seems like so much. But remember, is you're giving them something that's more than a game. You're giving something that's priceless. You're showing, is a way of showing affection. It's a way of showing love to somebody so that you think about them and care about what it is that they like. It's being selfless. It's a biblical principle, but for some people, you know, it's hard to catch on to.
Yeah, and that's agreed. And also, I will say this, though. Don't wait till Christmas to give somebody something. If you see something and you know this person like it, it ain't nothing to go pick it up for them and show them love. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't. And that's the fucked up thing about these holidays. People always wait until the holidays to spend the money. And that's not, that's like Christmas. That's Thanksgiving. Like, if you want some damn turkey, you don't have to wait for Thanksgiving to have some turkey. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Like, you should be doing these things throughout the year, but just remember, it's extra special during Christmas. And also want to say shout out to one of my boys who he told me how every year he'll take his kids down to the homeless shelter and they volunteer and they working at the soup kitchen, you know. So I want to give a shout out to those people as well who in the holiday season, they spend time with the homeless, you know what I'm saying? But you don't have to, but they are, you know. So shout out to those people as well.
Yes, shout out for me as well. I mean, again, selflessness is a huge, you know, a lot of people that are happy are people that give without thinking of self. That is embedded into us. When you can give to somebody that has less than you, think about the people that don't got food to eat. You know what I'm saying? They don't have a place to stay. If you can help make their day better, that's going to end up making your day better instead of being so focused on yourself all the time. Living in a consumer culture, Vic, as you already know, like, it's me all the time. You want something you can have right now, bust out a credit card. You know what I'm saying? Got so much consumer debt, but I love that, man. Shout out to your friend, for real.
Yeah. Like I said, shout out to everybody. And also, this year, enjoy the basketball and the football on Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. You got a little bit of both. I'm like, damn. You got basketball and football. I'm like, damn. It's like, now you see why motherfuckers have two TVs in the house, you know what I'm saying? They be running up that light bill, and I'm like, damn, I see why motherfuckers have two TVs.
Bro, because, you know, ladies, they gonna, like, watch the Hallmark Channel and Lifetime. You know, we really not about that. We're trying to see what's going on with the game. So sometimes you have to give in or whatever, which is fine. And sometimes the Hallmark movies, they be real good in a real cheesy, romantic kind of way.
Man,
get some ideas for home decor for my advanced brothers out there. Get some ideas for home decor with that. How to dress, how to get you a nice trench coat game. You know what I'm saying? When you watch the Hallmark movie. But yeah, definitely got to have two TVs.
Yeah. Them damn Hallmark movies be putting me to sleep, though. So you know what I'm saying? That's like, I think a lot of men can agree that some of those movies, they're a little too damn cheesy. I'm like, that damn. You can cut off some of this damn cheese and make you put it on a burger with it, so much cheese.
It's real bad. And the worst part about it is all the movies got the same plot, bro. Like, it don't have no deviance. But I guess, you know, for the people who like to watch, they probably look at us saying, like, y'all still watching the same basketball game with the same players and the same football game where they hitting and hurting each other. So I guess it's all about perspective at the end of the day, but no, I don't want to watch a Hallmark movie. I'm trying to watch.
Yeah, you're right. It may be perspective. It may be different, but there's different outcomes. You don't know who's going to win. Like, that's why I see they made sports betting legal in Florida, but it's hard to get a point because the teams you think are going to win, they're getting their ass whooped. I'm like, what the fuck?
You got the Hard Rock. I know they got a new app out, Hard Rock Tampa. They got a Benton lap.
Man, they've been impressing about that damn app. I've been seeing ads everywhere for that app. I'm like, God damn.
Bro, that app is crazy, bro. You know people betting their whole check on that thing with them trying to get them parlays, bro. I got a boy, he be trying to hit them parlays so hard, bro. Like, it's dangerous out here, man. And I really think, like, man, like, if you go to Hard Rock or you on these apps, it's easy to sign up your credit card and then $600 later, half your, you know, a quarter of your check gone, half your check, whatever your check is gone. You got to be real careful.
See, I think they have a prepay option where you could just put money onto the balance of something. If they have that, I mean, you got to take a small percentage and then put it into it and then play it like that.
Yeah.
But not your whole damn check. I'm like, how the hell are you going to pay the rent money and how are you going to pay for everything else? Because everything else high as hell.
It just take me to the blackjack table when we go to Hard Rock, we go to Vegas. That's what I'm trying to see. Little Texas Hold'em. Let's see what they're talking about.
Yeah. You
know, I put $100, $200 down. But after that, bro, I'm not going to spend my life on these tables.
It's definitely awesome. Now, knowing my sports knowledge, I might take a crack at the sports tables and the stuff, you know what I'm saying? I might take a crack at it, you know what I'm saying? But I really want to study this because I saw something on TikTok about a man who got banned from the casinos in many different cities because he was winning so much. I'm like, what the hell was he doing?
He was winning so much he got banned in different cities? Wow.
Yeah, there's a man who got banned. He got banned from Vegas. He got banned from Atlantic City, all because he snuffed out their games and he snuffed out the bullshit they be pulling to ensure they win.
Dang! Imagine that you win and they're like, "Nope, nope, we want everybody to put in their money and lose on that mug." So, mm-hmm. Hey, man, I mean, it is what it is, bro. It is what it is.
It is what it is. I'm like, damn.
At least he won. At least he won, though.
Yeah, he won, though. And I'm like, oh, depending on what state he in, or you know the Fed's going to come after that shit, though, you know.
They're going to tax you. You could get a bonus, they're going to tax you. You start a business, they're going to tax you. You get gambling wins, you hit them parlays, they're going to tax you. They're going to tax you 3-4 times before you get your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the system that we in. So,
yeah,
whatever you do.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, welcome to America, which is crazy. Like, everything we do is getting taxed. Like, it's like, God damn.
You buy some, you pay taxes. You know, you get your check, you pay taxes, they give you a refund. They use it to grow, they give it back to the banks, to the banking clan. It's a nasty racket, man. They've been doing it for hundreds of years. But, you know, at the end of the day, just focus on getting your paper up. So in the taxes, say at least they have more to hit, which means at the end of the day, more coming back to you. But I feel for the people that have small businesses, though, because them taxes be ridiculous.
Yeah, they do. Like I said, I got the EIN myself, and I'm like, I'm bracing myself for it. But did you see this? Speaking of banks and taxes and stuff, did you see the story about Navy Federal and how they rejected so many of their black people that applied? But yeah, black people were going hard for them on social media, telling them to open up a Navy Federal account. They'll get you the money you need. They won't deny you for business loans. Oh, but they got back at your asses when they started denying people for mortgages. I'm like, Navy Federal may have came out, but I bet a lot of banks think like them.
Yeah, I mean, Bank of America, Wells Fargo have all been hit with class action legal lawsuits over the last 10 to 15 years. With Navy Federal, again, the people who are clicking the buttons behind the scenes, they're mostly white, and so they treat you like they treat the good old boy system. When your application comes in, you have a black-sounding name, or they see that you're African-American, most of the time they're just not going to approve you. I mean, they're talking about, I think the report was less than 50% for African-Americans. And compared to white counterparts, that's crazy, man. That's basically saying we don't want to give you a house. We don't want to give you opportunity to build wealth. Is despite everything going on, a number one builder for wealth is still having a home. That's the biggest investment for most people. So, you know, to continue to deprive people, the redline, and they have all the, you know, the government agencies, and we're still not able to get right. You know my motto, Vic. You know my motto. Everything is political.
Mm-hmm.
The rules and regulations that they have, they got all these rules and regulations. Apparently, is not enough because they still allowing these people to do that. This report came out. Are the feds going to come shut down Navy Federal?
No.
Are they going to be able to continue to do business as usual?
No, because I bet Navy Federal, because Navy Federal probably in some of their pockets, like, look, we still going to do this. Here, just break, just here's some money. It just shut up, go away. You know what I'm saying? We still doing this.
Yeah, I mean, we bailed out the banks in 2008, you know, when Obama became president. We give them corporate welfare every day with the big, large government contracts. It's getting sort of off topic, but the whole point of the matter is, you know, Navy Federal, shame on you. But also the black people, there's a solution. Take your money out and head to a black-owned bank. Do some research, find the ones that are really helping out the community, and put your money there. Because why would you continue to bank somewhere where they're not serving your best interest? And in fact, you have an opportunity to actually move you back 10 steps. The goal is to try to own ownership. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to give the actors ownership of Hollywood. They don't want to give us ownership of house. They don't want us to own nothing. They just want you to be permanently enslaved in their system, giving them money back. So, yeah, shame on Navy Federal, man. For those people that got denied and they had the perfect credit score and the down payment money and the good paying jobs, and they don't have a record. That's horrible, man.
What's horrible is black folks had the money. And it's like say a Caucasian couple, they can come up with like $70,000. They can get approved, but the black people with double that, they still get denied. I'm like, what the fuck? And then don't even give me started. If you do get approved, guess what? You're gonna be paying a higher interest rate just because you're black. Like, come on, we going into 2024, man. What the fuck?
Them folks gotta make their money no matter what. They don't care if you live or they don't care if you die. So that's why, you know, you're saying you put people over profits. People might not remember what you said, but people going to definitely remember the way you make them feel. I run into it all the time. You treat people with kindness. And it's like I said, a biblical principle comes back positively in your favor. But for Navy Federal, they got it coming. Wells Fargo, they got it coming. You know, Bank of America, oh my gosh, we could go down a long list of lawsuits with them. They're America's bank, but not really. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like these banks are so corrupt in hell. Like, last one about the banks, I even saw Capital One had some shit going on with them where Walmart, like, you know what, y'all intentionally taking these payments late and process them late so that way they can be late payments and screwing over the customers. I'm like, my goodness, banks, y'all just can't get right.
I agree. I mean, you know, these are all white-owned banks, white-owned institutions. The people that are in them, they have either unconscious or implicit bias, and it plays out every day, you know? So we got to continue to push. We can't let that stop us. We come this far, big. We done came this far. We can't stop now. We have to keep fighting.
Yes, always. We got to keep fighting. Got to keep pushing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. This podcast sounds a whole lot better when you have some liquor. Shout out to everybody listening to this on Twitch. Shout out to everybody on YouTube as well. We checking out Twitch for the first time as well. I know that this is for all you gamers and stuff. Shout out to all the gamers, but some people in podcasts told me, hey, every podcast is on there as well. Sooner or later, we'll have drops and stuff. I ain't giving y'all no damn cheat codes, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This ain't something you can watch for like 30 minutes and then you get a cheat code, but shout out to y'all that's still checking it out anyways. But Juggy, I heard something about, we'll shift gears to relationships. Now, I heard something about this woman. She said to a younger man, a younger woman told your older man, I don't want to date you because you might suck the life out of me. Like, is this what dating has come to, man? What do you think when you hear somebody say, you might suck the life out of me just because you're a few years older than me?
What I hear that is the people that have misguided. I feel like we talk about this every men's only round thing. So let's break this down, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at what's going on here. Number one, people are letting social media guide their personal dating lives. Mm. As I believe I stated it the last time we had a men's only round, there is two different realities. There's the one you see online, which most of the time is not real, and there's the actual reality where you get out and go talk to people, you meet people, go to mixers. You know, go to the supermarket, go to the mall, go to the gym. Well, maybe not the gym. There's all types of places to meet the opposite sex, right? And so we have, you know, these jokes They start off as jokes, you know, the OnlyFans jokes. Oh, she might got to get OnlyFans. But the real problem is the polluters, right? And when I say the polluters, I mean, you got like the incel crowd, the manosphere crowd. I can't remember what it's called, but the women have their own version of that, where it's opposition. You're in opposition and, you know, you're at odds with the person that, the group of people that you're trying to date. And what we really need to do is come to the middle and meet. Because at the end of the day, nobody wants to be alone. At the end of the day, a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people still want to have families. A lot of people, at the end of the day, no matter what they say, even behind closed doors, they still want to get married. So the key behind that is to have a good communication. People, we have to, like, we're kind of talking to everybody virtually right now. But me and Big have conversations off this. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get to know someone, it should not be all online. You need to be there in person with them to really learn. That's literally part of being a human, mm-hmm. is interacting with people, speaking with them, learning them, mm-hmm. learning their tendencies, conflict resolution. And a lot of people are just the keyboard warriors. Oh, all women. Oh, all men. It doesn't work like that. You have to come out of that shell and be willing to take a risk. If you're healthy mentally and you're decent place physically and you're doing decent or okay financially, get out there. I've shown friends like, yo, there's events on Facebook. There's events on social media where they're begging people. There's like all types of, like when they have like little white parties and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
go to Eventbrite. Man, there's so many ways. When I hear those phrases, suck the life out of me. What are you looking for, a sugar daddy? Are you looking for somebody that you could be with long term? You looking for a sugar daddy? Yeah, he might, you know, suck you dry. But if you're looking for a partner, that should not be an issue.
And you know what? And it's just, if somebody makes you feel like that, you don't know what kind of day that person's having. It's just easy to tell that person, listen, I'm not interested, and move on. You ain't got to tell the person, hey, you're going to suck the life out of me, because you don't know what this person may bring to the table. Because I've seen 40-year-olds and 20-year-olds together, ain't nobody saying nothing. And everybody all happy for them, except the miserable motherfuckers that be like, oh, they groomed them, or they did this, or they did that. So what? You know what I'm saying? You know, that is something that is a little sickening, but if no harm was done, no sexual assault was done or anything like that, then you can't really get on them, you know?
And the other part of it is, like, you know how we were talking, I think it was last month, about, like, how when you see, like, a woman on Instagram, for example, like, what you're seeing most of the time really isn't real. They done doctored the pictures. They might have filters. Guys do it, too. I know guys that use filters all the time now. Quiet as it's kept. Not really talked about guys using filters, cutting their face, making their skin lighter, things of that nature. That's not how you really look in real life. You might not have, you know, the aesthetics like that in real life. So I think that we need to have real life conversations with each other. We need to be sober sometimes. You don't need to be drinking, always need to be smoking, don't always need to be partying. You got to come back to reality. So that's the only way that people are going to develop healthy relationships, in my opinion.
That's true. And you know what? I definitely agree. I think people will definitely need to get out and definitely need to put the booze down. I know this is liquor talk, but hey, we chill on the drink, you know what I'm saying? We ain't getting fucked up on it, you know. So we sip and chill, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's like sometimes you got to do what you got to do to make the shit go around. And also, don't live through social media, because I think I've said that a lot. You know, you can't be living for social media, because people will say a whole bunch of things on different podcasts, but you see them in real life, they got a whole different relationship than what they talk about on social media. And also, the biggest thing I did learn, and I should have learned this, is a lot of people had these conversations for clout and just to go viral. They don't really feel like that, you know?
Yeah, like the woman that says she don't want to take her to Cheesecake Factory, come out to find out that the whole thing was a skit and act for them to get a check and to grow their base. So a lot of people are doing skits and stuff like that, and that's fine. You know what I'm saying? They want to get a piece of the social media money. I wouldn't mind having some of that myself. But the problem is when it gets oversaturated. The people don't have real skill. Like, we need skilled laborers. It's just such a deeper conversation than what it is on the surface. But I will say that if you're not having conversations with the group you're trying today, whoever that happens to be in real life, ultimately you're doing yourself a grave disservice.
Yeah, you really are. And I definitely agree. We definitely need the skilled laborers, and that's both women and men. But hey, but I will say this though, if your passion is getting on the podcast or starting whatever it is, fucking start it. Don't listen to social media. Don't let social media tell you, oh, get off the mic or do this or do that because we need this, we need that, we need a whole lot of stuff. Just don't let it stop you from your passion.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is the holiday episode of Liquor Talk, ladies and gentlemen. But Juggy, what are you looking forward to with 2024 coming around the corner?
2024, bro, I want to pay off this debt. Pay off all the debt, being financially sound, going on some international trips with my wife. That's what I'm looking forward to, 24. And I also want to have at least 2 shows with all the fellas for the men's only round. At least 2 with all the guys next year. Definitely looking forward to that.
I'm definitely looking forward to that as well. I definitely want to do that. I definitely want to do a show live on the beach when it's a little warmer. And also, we might have to take a little road trip to Orlando because Don is going to be getting on me about doing more work in the studio. So he finally got that launch. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And I'm definitely looking forward to just, like you, paying off some more debt. And I'm looking to finally become more of an independent worker. You know what I'm saying? So way I can do things because it's hard to do things and hard to plan things when you're stuck on somebody's schedule, you know? Bro, that should be a moment everybody. Look.
I agree, bro. Hang on one moment. What's up, everybody? We'll be right back after a couple messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that, man. You know what? I think
it's okay, bro. I said it's okay, bro. Sometimes technology fails us. It is not perfect.
Yes, it's not perfect when you're trying to do in the house full of kids, you know what I'm saying? So I'll talk to you about that after. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. I do apologize about that. Had some issues on my end. We're looking to get resolved, but technology will fail you, and that's nothing I hope for 2024. Better technology, too, you know what I'm saying? You know,
absolutely. Get some good cameras and stuff. We're going to get the setup to 2024, bro. We've been doing this for a minute. A lot of y'all been riding with us. We appreciate all the fans, all the listeners. Next year, we're going to upgrade some. It's coming.
Yeah, and also, if I got, because I think there was like members-only venues and stuff in Tampa and St. Pete. I'm going to find one of those venues and stuff. If I got to do it there, I will do it there, be doing it there, you know what I'm saying? So, and Don, if you listen to this, we definitely come into Studio D3, so be on the lookout for that. And also, I'm also, and low-key, the messy side of me is also look forward to all of this unraveling going about to come out in the music industry, you know, because I don't know if you've been hearing the stories about it. Man, look at here.
Between Cassie, I don't know if you heard about Christian Keys.
Yeah.
I heard about somebody else that claimed he was a sex worker from Diddy from years ago. He came out. Like, there's a lot of things rumbling in the industry. And what I think we're finding out is that, you know, a lot of our heroes and a lot of the people that we looked up to, you know, all this time, they're not really all that they piped out to be. And so, you know, we got to really take a look and see who's worthy of having our attention. I mean, this is people that, you know, influence our music, influence our culture, you know, that we go see concerts and spend our hard-earned money on. And, you know, if the person that you're listening to is allegedly a serial abusive rapist, you know, that's the problem.
That's definitely a big problem. That's definitely a problem. Like, and also, if they're a rapist and if they are literally predating people, or if, you know, they're definitely doing all this sexual assault, for them to work with you, you know. And I found out that it's a lot of down low men. I'm like, why y'all gotta be so in the closet about it? Like,
you know, what's funny is that women have been saying stuff like this for decades, but specifically in Hollywood, man. I mean, quiet is kept. I mean, let's, you know, we just take a look at, you know what I'm saying, the Diddy situation by itself. Like, you settled that case with Cassie within 24 hours. That is unprecedented. But the question is, why would you settle it that fast? It must be because whatever that was alleged in the lawsuit, you wanted to get that out of the court of public opinion. You wanted to get that off of the public's eyes very quickly, because you don't want people to see who you are. Didn't he change his name to Love or something like that? Like, his brother Love. He
changed his name so many freaking times. It's crazy.
If that's what Love is, I don't think that's the definition of a pure definition of love, clearly. So, again, technically it's allegedly, but where there's smoke, there's fire. And, I mean, when you start talking about all the people that started a label with, most of them are dead. The last one that's alive is in a coma. I mean, it's looking real bad, bro. It ain't looking good. We're talking about double stuff.
And I heard he ain't the only one, though. I heard some other motherfuckers out there, but they moving a little smarter, though. They ain't messy like Diddy is. Yeah, I heard there's some other people in the backgrounds that done did some worse shit, you know.
Man, I've heard that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, we've been talking about for at least a decade and a half, you know, the Illuminati, occult worship, Satan worship, behind the scenes symbolism and things of that nature. I would encourage people to take a look for themselves. If you're ready to start going down that rabbit hole, there is a YouTube channel that does, in my opinion, explore that very well, and that is Truth Is TV. Again, you can do your own research and see if the boot fits for yourself. You know, Black people are known for being conspiracy theorists. But the question is it really a conspiracy? Because these are the same people, Vic. Here's one for you to chew on. The same people that say we can't teach Black history for the kids coming up in our state, they're going to tell them that slavery didn't exist. And then that's going to be the conspiracy. Mm-hmm. When we know for a fact, how the hell else did we get to the United States if it wasn't slavery? So again, I think conspiracy theorists are having a field day, but is it really a conspiracy? Or is it just the truth that was kept from us for some particular reason? You tell me.
Yeah, or is it the truth that's from some particular time?
I don't know yet, but I feel like between him and Cassie and then Christian Keys, I don't know if you heard about seeing his video. I watched the video on it with my wife, and man, I'm telling you, he talking about men and women in the industry, saying if you want this deal, you got to get down on your knees.
Yeah, or I heard stories where they actually drugged you, meaning they will put something in your drink and you don't know what the hell going on. Meanwhile, they recording it. They say, if you don't sign this deal, you don't do what we say, oh, this is getting released.
Isn't it Rick Ross to have a song where he talked about drugging the girl and she ain't even know it or something like that?
Yeah, I remember he had a song like that, and I remember there was so many artists that had. I remember there was one group, I saw the name, I forget the name of it, but they talked about rape and statutory rape on a song. All of their asses are in jail now, but I can't remember the band name or something like that, you know.
Listen, I saw it last time, like, yeah, R. Kelly, he gone. Trey Songz been outed. Fabulous almost killed his girlfriend. Man, we got a long list. You got a long list, bro. So I would say, you know, as far as enjoying the music is concerned, I mean, we all got to make our choices, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if it turns out that all these years that you've been listening to hundreds of hours of music of somebody who's a serial rapist, I mean, I'm looking at myself and R. Kelly, like, R. Kelly was the Pied Piper of R&B.
Yeah, he was. And
Step in the Name of Love was every auntie's and uncle's gathering, wedding. Let's just be real about it.
That was.
The man was uber talented, but he was also a demon in human clothing. Like,
yeah, and also another thing is some people might be saying a lot of that stuff that came out about him might not be exactly true, because if it was so true and so malicious, why they didn't get him back in 2005 when they tried him in 2005?
And, you know, I really think that there's a lot more to it than more to meets the eye. You know, these people are being promoted by the industry. These are billionaires, you know, that control the entire media apparatus. Because I know for at least for what we consider what is news, there's only like five real businesses that own almost all media outlets.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely an agenda at play, and they definitely want to market it to us, you know, the self-degradation and all the other stuff. You know, the people say, oh, you guys are just too woke, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Definitely something going on there. But like I said, if people really want to see that, they can take a look for it. But all I would tell people is there's not as many conspiracies as you think there is. It's just people that don't want you to know the truth for a specific reason.
That's all it is people that just don't want you to know the truth. And then when you start exposing the truth, something wind up happening to you. Look what happened to Dr. Sebi.
Imagine having the cure for one of the most deadly diseases in the world. And they kill you.
Yeah.
They kill you for knowing it. So, you know, I mean, you know, I start thinking about, like, they took out Malcolm, they took out MLK.
Took out Sam Cooke. It turns out Sam Cooke was going to fund the whole Black Panther Party movement, and he had a plan to bring Malcolm X and MLK together, but they took out Sam Cooke first because they said, we don't need that shit getting funded.
Because they knew that if that would have happened, then the America that we know right now would be so much different.
It would be, because apparently Sam Cooke and MLK and Malcolm X, they were talking to other world leaders, and they were bringing them together about the BS going on in America. So, of course, they took them out.
Yeah, they couldn't have that. They need us divided. They need us stupid. They need us drugged up. Again, you know what I'm saying? I know this is a lot of stuff that people like, and I'm not trying to preach at you, dictate your lifestyle, but just keep in mind that, you know, I think there's a lot of stuff coming in 2024. There's a reason why I told you, Vic, what I was really looking forward to being debt-free, because there's a lot of stuff coming, and you can't do it if you're broke.
That's true. That's true. I'm trying to get to that point where I'm be debt free with you. You know what I'm saying? Because
it's progress.
Yeah, it's progress, and all we need is a couple. I'm just gonna manifest a couple of these things, work out, and we're gonna be debt free, because we kind of need to be debt free, because based on our skin color, you know, and all this other shit going on, and also it's something going on too, because I'm seeing stories where billionaires are buying underground bunkers and stuff.
I heard about that.
Oh, I heard, must know something.
Speaking of conspiracy theories, I'm just throwing this out there. Vic, if I'm going too far, let me know. Remember the fires in Hawaii?
Yeah.
I heard that some people that we love, one of them, their name starts with an O. Another one, last name start with a V. We're building hundreds of acres of compounds where the fires happen.
Of course, they need so, destruction.
I'm not going to say that it's 100% true with pure unrefutable facts. I'm just letting people know that paying attention has its value. Being prepared. Yeah. What was the movie that just came out with Mahershala Ali? Left No One Behind or something like that?
Yeah. It came out
with Julia Roberts. Did you watch that?
A lot of people have been telling me to watch that. I haven't gotten around to it because I heard the Obamas produced it.
They did, which so is my, very interesting.
So my question is, it's like, Obamas must be trying to warn us about something.
They've always said that whatever's on TV, they're telling you exactly what they're doing.
Subliminal messaging.
Yes. I mean, TV is literally called television programming.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is an irrefutable fact that the CIA has had psyops in the 60s and the 70s. And that was, you know, our parents' era. So if they were doing that then, Terminator came out in what, 89?
Yeah.
So if that came out in 89, that was the year I was born. So if they were doing that back then, I almost shudder to think what they got going on now.
Man, you'll be surprised. Like, all this futuristic shit they be showing on television, it wouldn't be surprised if they have it somewhere bunkered up or hidden from the world, you know? Yeah. And you know what they say? That's what they say. America is the land full of secrets, but you look at other countries, like, where the hell can you go? Because you see black people getting treated like shit in China. Lord knows we get treated like crap in France and Italy. Like, and then I heard some places Africans don't really like African Americans, you know. So
yeah, but I feel like your best opportunity is going to be somewhere in the continent. Don't let media fool you. I have a lot of African friends, respectively, from different parts of West Africa, Senegal, Nigeria, Ghana, Guinea-Bissau, some of these other areas. I have a friend from Liberia. I got friends from Zimbabwe. And everything that you see on TV is not necessarily true. And Africa is a very, very big place. In fact, it can fit almost every major country inside of it. So I would say not to sleep on the continent now. Will it be an adjustment period? Yeah, it's going to be an adjustment period, right? But I still think for Black people, I mean, that's where most of our ancestry came from, for the most part. Yeah. So.
And I need for these damn countries to give Africa back the damn resources, because I know France got a lot of resources from. I know America, man, I know it's a long shot, but goddamn.
You know, I heard, what is it called? I think they had like a UN or like an International Business Council, one of them things. And one of the equivalent of like what we would call a senator here was basically going off on her own country of France. France would literally crumble within a month without resources from the continent of Africa. Within a month.
Damn, France start paying the motherfuckers then, damn.
I mean, when you talk about paying back, all the money that France owes Haiti alone, look how small Haiti is.
Mm-hmm.
Them people paid billions of dollars to France because they defeated them in a war. This stuff is not a joke, guys. Like, I have a lot of some of my best friends are Haitian.
And isn't Jamaica still paying England or something like that?
Something like that. I don't remember the exact. I should know better because my wife is Jamaican. So hopefully she'll be part of the show. But yeah, I believe so. Something that they got going on was still,
I think,
like
all the Caribbean islands been paying back these countries. I'm like, man, Haiti would be in a better place if France would pay them back.
Yeah, I mean, Haiti would be a world power with all the wealth that they had. The Haiti that you see now is by design. You know, when the Clintons went down there after, what was it? It was an earthquake, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it an earthquake or a hurricane? I can't remember. I think it was an earthquake. I don't think any of this stuff is by accident, bro, at this point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
When I start seeing For the listeners that are in Florida, and Vic, tell me if let me know if I'm going too far.
You good? Keep going.
Listeners that are in Florida, did you know that in several cities throughout Florida, it was a monthly practice to gather up Black people and feed them the alligators as a part of a show?
Yeah, in the Sundown towns, right?
Yeah, here in Florida.
Mm-hmm. I heard those stories, and I heard there was a chant at UF that got banned because it had racist undertones. Yeah.
That wasn't that long ago. Our grandparents' grandparents were probably slaves.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that long ago. And I've never seen, I was looking at an old history book from the 80s, and it had three paragraphs, Vic, of Black history out of thousands of pages of history. Three paragraphs. That's not intentional.
You gotta look who's writing the book, though. You gotta look at who's writing the book. And you gotta look at who is, you know, writing, because that's intentional.
And I believe, you know, I tell people all the time, like, you must read. I have a book list that I'm on. You could DM me, JD_Jugs, on Twitter. And let me know if you need a book list. You know, hit up Vic and hit me up if you need to. I'll get you a book list that you can start down. But we're getting to the point we don't have an excuse, Vic. We got the internet at our disposal. There's documentaries. You know, what else? What do y'all want that we don't have access to? There's always a way you can make a way. Didn't say it was gonna be easy, but it's out there. So. Yeah.
And I think a lot of those books, you could probably go on websites and you could find the PDF version for free.
Yeah, get you one of these. Get you an Amazon Kindle. Cost you less than $100 for like a third, you know, like a 7 model. I think they're on 10, so it's like a 7 model, right? Mm-hmm. Get you one of these. You know, purchase the subscription. For the audiobooks, right? And you could just flip the pages on there. It's like $15 a month. And we spend way more than that on weed and alcohol.
Yeah, we do.
Way more. So everything is at your fingertips. The knowledge is there. We just got to want it. And I want better for our men. I want better for all the men out there. I want better for us, man. Especially my Black brothers. Bro, like, speak to each other when you see each other.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll be so busy. Sometimes I don't even go to sleep. But I make sure, like, yo, Vic, what's going on? How you doing? What's good? Just when you think about people, just take a moment. If it's not, you're not driving or whatever, right? Or it's not going to get you fired from your job, take a moment. Just text somebody. You can't expect people to be there for you if you're not there for people.
And I'm gonna do one better. Also, plan to hang out with somebody at least once a month, you know what I'm saying? At least once or twice a month. Plan to hang out, do something, you know what I'm saying? Because there's plenty of things to do in the cities wherever you live at, you know. So I know everybody got busy schedules, but we can hammer out some time to do something, you know.
And you know, if you're not able to hang out, have a conversation. You know what I'm saying? We need guys, we've been preaching this on the Men's Only Round for what, 2 years, Vic?
Yeah.
We all need therapy, especially if you're Black.
Mm-hmm.
We need therapy. There's just nothing wrong with that. All therapy means is you're talking to somebody who can communicate professionally.
Mm-hmm.
That will help you dig through, you know, being an alcoholic, dig through being a pothead. You know what I'm saying? Again, I like to drink. I smoke, you know, it's whatever. But I'm saying don't make that your whole life.
Yeah, listen, don't make that your whole life. And also, if whatever you're doing prohibits you from living your life, like, and take care of your responsibilities, that's where it becomes a problem, you know what I'm saying? But if you can have a drink, have a smoke, but still have a life, it ain't no problem. It's when that's all you think about. When my next drink coming? When my next hit coming? Oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. You know? And it's sad that also I've seen people who they smoke, but they smoke for a little while. They start going crazy. Like, come on now.
Yeah, because you see they're authorizing these, you know, mushrooms and all this other stuff. So it's a slippery slope out there. But yeah, man, I mean, look, men's only round. Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, it's Christmas season. If you want better, you got to do better. You got to put in effort.
Yes.
You're not getting no more handouts. We passed that. Got to take responsibility. That's what men do. Got to take responsibility. Did I ask to get that when I go to college? No, I didn't. Got to take responsibility. Did I ask to go to work every day? No, got to take responsibility. You know what I'm saying? So we got to get to the point where we're just not making excuses. And we can do it.
And also, together. We got to remember that if you don't like something about life, fucking change it. It ain't too late to change it. If you don't like something about life, fucking change it. You know what I'm saying? There's ways to change it. There's ways to get around it. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you don't like that job, get a new one. Plenty of jobs out there. Or work for yourself. You know what I'm saying? There are plenty of changes. And also, yes, this is Christmas. If you want kids to do better, if you want your kids to have something under that tree, make sure you're doing what you need to do. But also make sure they're doing what they need to do, because we don't need you spawning some badass kids who ain't earned nothing, you know? And if your kids ain't doing right, you need to take accountability. Like, I need to be a better parent, you know?
And the thing is, if you don't know how to do it, YouTube it.
Either YouTube it or call somebody who's a good parent.
You don't know how to, you need a GED? Google.
Yep.
You need to take courses, need to find out how to prep, YouTube. No excuses.
Yeah. 2024, we got to come for everything. And also, I know this is about to be minute 57 of Look and Talk, and I'm finally doing this. Shout out to my Rattlers for winning the HBCU National Championship. I should have opened with that episode. Shout out to everybody from FAMU, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Rattlers. Howard had us down in the first half, but we came back on their asses. My HBCU is the football national champions. So shout out to FAMU. You know what I'm saying? We're doing big things.
High in Seven Hills.
Yes. Hopefully, maybe me and Joe getting on all of us can come up to homecoming. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine the means only round. We asking questions of the fellas out at homecoming, bro. Mm-hmm. I think that would be lit.
Yeah, we asking fellas, and then we asking the ladies too for their perspective to help them understand men, because I know the one time we did do some lives, which we gotta get back to doing that. There were some ladies always asking us questions like, what about some things? And we were helping the ladies too. So ladies, if y'all got questions for the fellas, please be asking us, you know what I'm saying? Please come to DMs and talk to us.
And guess what? We're gonna have some really good questions prepared just for random people, so we can get a sampling of what's really going on in guys' mind out there. And I know Don B got us held down when we get to O-Town, and he's going to have us set up in the studio. We're going to ask people what's popping. We really want to get out in the community, and we appreciate everybody supporting us thus far.
Yeah. And also, shout out to Marco, shout out to Dell, shout out to Benji, shout out to the fellas who couldn't make it today. You know what I'm saying? We still got love for them, you know what I'm saying? So, but this is the last men's only round for 2023. And 2024, we're coming for everything. 2023, it happened. Whatever happened, it happened. You're still standing. You just got to keep moving. And leave 2023 issues in 2023. I don't need to be hearing about your issues in 2024 if you're not trying to make a change about it. You know what I'm saying? Because 2024 is going to be that year where everything got to come together. And that's why I said for myself, and me and Juggin done had this conversation. Hell, me and Don done had the same conversation that everything we've been talking about, we got to go for it in 2024. So I hope everybody gets on the train and gets our stock now, because if that price go up, we ain't the damn stock market. It's going to keep going up. It's going to keep skyrocketing, and it's going to keep – you think we price gouging around here, you know what I'm saying, because it's going to keep going up, you know. So you better get us while we're down, because when we up, it's up.
And we're bringing up all the fellas with us. We're going all the way to the top. Vic, you already know how we do, baby.
Mm-hmm. All right, you already know how we do. All right, if the people need to get a hold of you, how can the people get a hold of you?
Yes, please hit me up on TikTok at Book of Clarity, on Twitter at BOJ Radio. IG is JD Juggs. If you can't remember any of that, just hit Vic up on his handles and he will direct you to me. Again, Vic, what do I always say? Everything is political. Let me show you how, from the moment that you're born to the moment that you die, politics affects everything, and every Black person should be involved in politics in their local precinct. It is still time. There is still hope. We still got to fight. I believe that we can do it. Remember, MLK was political. Malcolm was political. Newt P. Houghton was political. Just keep that in mind. Leader of the Black Panther Party. These people are political. Follow those pages, and I will show you how to get there.
Yes. Please follow the pages. And ladies and gentlemen, if you ain't getting nothing else, I hope everybody have a healthy and safe Merry Christmas. And we'll see you right back for the end of the year episode coming real soon. Men's All Around, hopefully manifesting it. Nate will have a full house for the next Men's All Around session coming in January.
Until
next time. We out this meeting, y'all. Thank y'all for checking out Liquor Talk, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Twitch, YouTube, wherever you check us out. We out this thing, y'all. Good night.
Happy New Year.
Yep, Happy New Year, too.